All Around Us by Reverend Martin McGown. The Ashers Bakery Case. I wonder who might have predicted decades ago that the homosexual lobby would be the chief persecutors of Christians in the Western world. Who would have imagined that it would be homosexual advocacy groups who would most endanger freedom of speech and religion? And who might have thought that marriage would be the battleground, with bakeries, florists, and photographers under pressure to conform to this world? Gay marriage. I use inverted commas advisedly because Christians do not recognize such a thing. Is now legal in many nations, and the U.S. Supreme Court will make a ruling on it this summer, although a large number of U.S. states have already legalized it. Closer to my home, England and Wales legalized it in 2013, followed by Scotland in 2014. Of the countries that make up the United Kingdom, only Northern Ireland still does not permit homosexual couples to marry. And even closer to my home, the Republic of Ireland will vote on whether to permit gay marriage in a referendum in May, which many expect to pass. The word permit is foolish, however, because no jurisdiction can permit an impossibility. Not only may two men or two women not marry, they cannot marry, and when they make some kind of commitment to one another, it is not marriage. Whatever legislation, court rulings, or even revisionist dictionaries might say. Christ himself defined marriage in Matthew 19, and he was only echoing what God declared in Genesis 2. Already on the statute books are laws that prohibit discrimination on the ground of sexual orientation in the matter of supplying goods and services. That is, a business may not provide a service to the community that it does not also offer to homosexuals. And many would find such a law reasonable in theory. After all, if a homosexual wants to buy something, why refuse him? Would a mechanic refuse to fix a homosexual man's car? Would a butcher refuse to sell meat to a homosexual? Or would a gardener refuse to mow a lesbian's lawn? But what if two men or two women enter a business and ask for wedding invitations to their gay wedding? What if two women ask for floral arrangements for their lesbian wedding? What if two men ask a photographer to capture the moments, including the groom kissing the groom moment, of their wedding? Or what if Mike and Steve ask for a wedding cake? What does a Christian printer, florist, photographer, or baker do? Last week, the famous gay cake case reached the courts in Northern Ireland. Last May, Gareth Lee, a volunteer with the gay rights activist group Queer Space, entered Asher's Bakery in Northern Ireland. He requested a cake for a pro-homosexual marriage event to mark International Day Against Homophobia, with the following stipulations: the Queer Space logo, the Sesame Street characters Bert and Ernie, and the words "Support Gay Marriage" written on the cake. Asher's, a bakery run by the MacArthur family, who are devout Christians, refused the order. The reason was not that Mr. Lee was homosexual. Asher's Bakery serves people from every walk of life. If a heterosexual had requested the cake, he, she also would have been refused. But the reason was that the message on the cake conflicts with the MacArthur's deeply held Christian beliefs, that marriage is between one man and one woman. Shortly thereafter, the MacArthur family received a letter from the Equality Commission of Northern Ireland, the ECNI, warning them that they are in breach of equality legislation, and demanded that the MacArthur's apologize and give assurance that they will not discriminate in the future. When the MacArthur's refused, the ECNI, a publicly funded body, advised them that they would pursue the case through the courts on behalf of Mr. Lee. Many see the case as a watershed for religious liberty in Northern Ireland. If Asher's lose the case, other businesses will be forced by law to provide similar services against their consciences. One human rights lawyer argued that a Muslim printer might be forced to print cartoons of Muhammad. that a Roman Catholic firm might be forced to make a t-shirt with a pro-abortion slogan, or that an atheist web designer might be forced to make a creationist website. Daniel MacArthur, the general manager of Asher's Bakery Company, spoke at two events in Belfast organized by the Christian Institute, which is supporting the MacArthurs with legal assistance. Daniel, a member of the Reformed Presbyterian Church in Ireland, gave a moving testimony just 2 days before the beginning of the court case to an overflow crowd at the Waterfront Hall in Belfast. Some 3,000 people filled the hall, while at least 1,000 more gathered outside singing hymns and showing solidarity with the MacArthurs. Christians can learn from Daniel MacArthur. He has been calm, articulate, and gentle throughout the case. He has not engaged in an angry tirade against the ECNI, but urged supporters to pray for their enemies, as Christ commands us in Matthew 5, verse 44. Charity doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5. The case itself lasted 3 days, longer than originally expected, and it made headline news in Northern Ireland, with the Belfast Telegraph offering a running commentary. As of the writing of this article, judgment has been reserved. Many Christians await the judgment with great interest. There are many cases like Asher's throughout the Western world, especially in America, where the homosexual lobby is extremely militant. A few examples are Baron Nell Stutzman, a florist in Washington State, Jack Phillips in Denver, Colorado, and Melissa Klein in Oregon, each of whom has been sued recently because they would not provide services for gay weddings. Each of them has lost and has been ordered to pay damages to the aggrieved homosexuals. The state is seeking to use anti-discrimination law to force Christians to act against their conscience. Although these trends are certainly troubling, we must not fear. Jesus never promised us freedom of religion, but he did promise that the gates of hell would not prevail against his church. The irrelevancy of Rob Bell. Rob Bell, former pastor of Mars Hill Bible Church, a megachurch in Grand Rapids, Michigan, displayed his irrelevancy on a recent episode of Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul Sunday, where he and his wife Kristen discussed spirituality and, among other things, gay marriage. Bell said, "One of the oldest aches in the bones of humanity is loneliness. Loneliness is not good for the world. Whoever you are, gay or straight, it is totally normal, natural, and healthy to want someone to go through life with. It's central to our humanity. We want someone to go on the journey with." When asked by Winfrey when the church might finally accept gay marriage, Bell responded, "I think culture is already there, and the church will continue to be even more irrelevant when it quotes letters from 2,000 years ago as their best defense. When you have in front of you flesh and blood people who are your brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and co-workers and neighbors, and they love each other and just want to go through life together. Letters from 2,000 years ago as their best defense." One day, Bell, who is now feted by the liberal media, will stand before the God whose word he has dismissed as 2,000-year-old letters. On that day, he will know with certainty that the word of the Lord, and not the word of Bell, endures forever. 1 Peter 1, verse 25. A so-called pastor who dismisses the word of God as irrelevant is himself irrelevant. PCUSA adopts homosexual marriage. The PCUSA, or Presbyterian Church USA, which has been apostate even before she expelled J. Gresham Machen in the 1930s, has finally adopted homosexual marriage. A vote by a majority of PCUSA presbyteries changed the definition of marriage found in the PCUSA's constitution from being between a man and a woman, to marriage being a unique relationship between two people, traditionally a man and a woman. One might ask, why end there? Why a relationship between only two people? For on Valentine's Day in Thailand, three homosexual men married in the world's first three-way gay wedding, or thruple. Reportedly, the three young men, called Art, Bell, and Joke, I kid you not, entered into a relationship in a Buddhist ceremony. Although the relationship is not yet recognized under civil law, the three men insist that they love one another. If marriage can be between two men or two women, as the so-called marriage equality advocates insist, why cannot it also be between three men? And why would Rob Bell or the PCUSA not recognize that as a valid, God-glorifying relationship? We live in dark days. Iniquity abounds, but our God reigns.